Art Gallery of Greater Victoria. Afroquatics. A call and response below the surface. Afroquatics is an immersive and submersing experience, taking you underwater via technology. This installation pulls inspiration from African spiritual practices of Orisha, expert freedivers that existed throughout coastal communities in West Africa and underwater worlds imagined by many artists and storytellers of the African diaspora. Till May 26, located 1040 Moss Street, The Avenue Gallery. Sheila Davis, an Ontario painter, uses dynamic brushstrokes and vibrant hues to capture the organic vibrancy of natural landscapes with over 26 years of professional experience. Jeff Searle, a renowned ceramicist with over 50 years of experience, creates captivating vases through meticulous processes and innovative clay techniques, while Kimberly Keel's paintings invite viewers into an enchanting world of joy and energy, celebrating community and the beauty of everyday moments with rich textures and vibrant colors. 2184 Oak Bay. Deluge Contemporary Art. Somewhere, Something, Sometime. The work of Matt Trahan explores the possibilities and outcomes of cumulative markmaking, as well as the accidental beauty of found objects, detritus and chance. He slowly transforms a drawing from an image into an object. See the work of this University of Victoria MFA graduate at 636 Yates Street till April 26. L2R. Work from Diana Bonder and Donovan Rose, part of upcoming exhibits at Gallery Merrick. Courtesy Gallery Merrick. Gallery Merrick. Using a combination of projection, digital collage and painted sketches, my compositions are constructed from personal and family photographs and found stills from vintage films, which gives the work a resonance of nostalgia and longing, said artist Donovan Rose. Rose will be giving a solo show titled Echoes of Somewhere from April 6 to 13, which explores our relationship with water as a source of joy, solitude and a place of discovery. Diana Bonder's solo show Circo Bizarro runs May 4 to 13. Coco Loco. Diana Bonder is a queer multidisciplinary artist and award-winning author, illustrator of 14 books for children. Performed by a wild cast of freaks, clowns, animals, puppets, and hybrids, Coco's current project, Circo Bizarro, extends the long tradition of the circus freak show. Mark Loria Gallery. Come and see the very best in Northwest Coast and Coast Salish Indigenous fine art, including sculptures, masks, panels, paddles, paintings, limited edition prints, authentic bentwood boxes and jewelry. Spring Collection 2024 featuring works by Susan Point, Robert Davidson, Maynard Johnny Jr., Randy Cook, Lawrence Paul Uswellupton, Luke Marston, Chaz Elliott, Dylan Thomas and Margaret August. Located at 621 Fort St. L2R, Robert Burke, Spirit Mask, 2003, and Jonathan S. Green, It Was a Glorious Spectacle, 2021. These two artworks will be featured in separate exhibits at the Legacy Art Gallery from April 20 to September 7. Courtesy UVic Legacy Art Gallery. UVIC Legacy Art Gallery. Fire Season and Masked Identities. Fire Season, curated by Amory Abbott and Liz Tui Weiss, is an offshoot of the Fire Season Book Project, a biennial publication featuring imperative responses to BC's wildfire season by a community of visual artists, poets, and writers. The exhibition mainly features artists from Vancouver Island and the Lower Mainland who work in a wide range of media and materials such as charcoal, fiber arts, photography, and digital simulation. Alongside the artwork are loaned artifacts from the BC Forest Discovery Centre archives in Duncan. Fire Season will take place during the real BC fire season, an important parallel that the artists hope encourages essential dialogue. Masked Identity is a biographical exhibition of Denisoline Black artist, Robert Burke. From Fort Smith, NWT, Burke creates his own unique style of artistic elements and symbolism that step out of a defined cultural iconography. As a residential school survivor, Burke found healing through his artistic practice. His intricate paintings speak to his life stories and experiences of social and political injustices on many levels. Both exhibitions will be held at UVic Legacy Art Galleries, 638th Street, from April 20th to September 7th. Victoria Arts Collective. Art Victoria Now. Calling all artists in Greater Victoria and the Capital Regional District. The VAC is excited to announce the return of the much-loved juried art exhibition, Art Victoria Now. Featuring the best in local art with awards recognizing drawing, painting, photography, printmaking, textile, sculpture, 3D, and more. There will also be a special youth artist section. Artists ages 11 plus are encouraged to apply. Go to vicartscouncil.ca for details. At the Bay Center, 1150 Douglas Street, lower level, May 11 to 31, public reception, community celebration. May 11th, awards ceremony. May 25th, a piece by Jeanette Saroy featured at West End Gallery's closing exhibition this month. West End Gallery. West End Gallery. Closing exhibition. The West End Gallery, on the corner of Broad and View Street, will be closing its doors after 30 years on April 27, 2024. Visitors are invited to their final annual garden collection, which runs till April 27. We sincerely hope you will stop by and share some fond memories of our time in Victoria. We intend to make this event unforgettable with the surprise release of artwork from some of our most influential artists, says the gallery. 1203 Broad Street. Read more. Longstanding Victoria Gallery closing doors after 30 years.